Hello, everyone. It is Serena here with you all live. Welcome to Life Journeys, and it is March 3rd, 2025, which is so exciting. And I'm just making sure you guys can hear me, and you can. Okay, wonderful. We're always going to everything's just going to keep getting smoother and smoother, just as Mark's been saying. We have some big, fun things going on with 1-2 Radio, everybody. We've been working in the background on all of this YouTube live streaming that Mark's been diving into, and I'm really excited about it. I think I'm going to join the bandwagon and see if you guys can see my face and if we can connect that way too. And I think it'd be a really fun experience to have. So stay tuned. I will keep you all posted on that. We've had a wonderful day of radio. I've been hanging out with you all in the background this morning as I've gotten everyone set up. And then we have a really fun show coming up after my show today. The next episode of Fresh 55, which is kind of my baby. This show is something that I'm really excited about. I love that we have a space where anyone who wants to host their own show without the need to come back every week, because it is a lot of responsibility, and I know you all like the consistency there, but sometimes it's fun to have a nice fresh voice. And so I love that we have that space where somebody can jump in and just host an hour and share what they're doing or talk about something that's been on their mind. And today we have our wonderful 1-2 Listen advisor, Catherine, hosting Fresh 55, and she has Isabel Marr as a guest. And I got to connect with them a bit yesterday as we were making sure everything was set up. And you guys, it's going to be such a lovely show with the two of them. They have just the most wonderful energy, and I feel like it could easily be a 2-hour show. That 55 minutes is going to run, is just going to fly by. So, yeah, it's a big, exciting day. And for us today in Life Journeys, I have a couple things I'm really excited to talk to you guys about. I really want to talk about how we can all strengthen our own intuition. It's something that I think on my side of things, a lot of us can take for granted, because it's something that we, as advisors, as psychics, as mediums, as intuitives, it kind of flows with us, but it's something we've all had to hone. It's a skill we've had to learn, and it's something that does become natural at some point, but it feels weird to say I firmly believe, because I know that everyone has their own connection to intuition. And a lot of us can sometimes just call it a gut instinct, or you could call it I had this really strong feeling. Like, all of those things, that's your intuition. That's your own connection to energy. And I want everyone to be able to rely on that. It's one of the best tools that we have, I think. And so I want to talk about three things they're basically like three steps to strengthen your relationship to your intuition. And that's the main thing I want to talk to you guys today about. But first I want to talk about our saltwater aquarium that we've started. And that is, this has been such a fun journey, and it has been something that my husband and I started for our son, and I posted a photo in the chat room. That is not a photo of our aquarium. I hope one day it will be that gorgeous. That is our inspiration photo that is pushing us forward to hopefully we will have a tank that's that flourishing and everything. But it has come to represent a lot of things in our house, and so I want to talk to you guys a bit about that. So if you'd like to join me in the chat room, for those of you who have not jumped into the chat room before, you can find it by going to 1-2radio.com and click on the chat button on the left-hand side of the screen. And then if you scroll down, if you haven't been here before, just request to join and I will make sure to get you in our group so that you can participate in all the great conversations that take place here. And then scroll down and you will see my banner. It's a picture of me on the beach with my pup, and you will be able to leave a comment and ask any questions if you guys want a reading, if you would like a card pulled, if you have a specific question. I will be taking readings today, more towards the second half of the show. So go ahead and leave any questions that you have. And I'm opening up the comments now and I'm going to take a look at who is in. And it looks like we have Pamela. Hi, my dear. So glad you're here. Thanks for joining me. Pamela says, welcome back, Serena. Missed you last week. I know I missed you guys too. It felt so weird not doing a live show. I've been really loving connecting with you all every week. We had some family in town visiting the baby. And we had, I don't know if you can hear him. He's snoring a few feet away from me. So if you hear the little snores, he's been dreaming a lot more lately too. So you may hear some giggles or little dream sounds that he's been having, and they're just so wonderful to listen to. So stay tuned. Yeah, we had a wonderful time with family visiting. It's always so nice to be able to connect with, especially now that our family's growing. It's just always so wonderful to be able to connect with everybody. But then also nice to have your space back too. It's an ebb and a flow, you guys. It always is. Okay, and Renee is here. Oh, that's such a beautiful little picture GIF. I guess it's a GIF. Yeah, GIF, however people call it. She says, hey, March. I know it's finally spring. We're getting, well, almost spring. It's getting really close, and my garden is starting to take off. I'm so excited to be spending more time outside. We're spending more time outside with baby Shelby, and it is just a game changer, everybody. You know, it is such a wonderful thing to be able to share my love for the outdoors with this kid. It is just lovely. But yeah, one thing that we started pretty quickly after our son was born is we started putting together a saltwater aquarium. And for those of you who don't know, it is an ordeal. It is a whole process to put together a saltwater aquarium. And it kind of just fell into our laps in a way. It really feels like the universe handed us this project as something that we were supposed to dedicate ourselves to. When, you know, my son was born in November, and my little Scorpio child, and he was hooked on the Christmas lights. We had these bright, colorful lights all over our house, and it would soothe him to sleep when he couldn't fall asleep at night. It would stop him from crying. He would just stare and stare and stare. And it really made us realize that, you know, we considered keeping the Christmas tree up all year, but that I think would feel weird at some point. And so then a friend of ours gifted us an empty tank was such a wonderful gift, and was saying, you know, it's gifted it to us specifically for shells. And it was saying that he knew how much, you know, kids love aquariums and how he thinks every kid should grow up with a bit of the sea. And, you know, it was a really beautiful gift. And we had talked about it before, having some sort of a fish tank in the house, because, you know, if you guys know anything about us, you know we love all kinds of pets, and we've had many types of pets over the years. And it turned into a lot of research. We learned a lot about all the different things that you need to have perfectly right. You're basically creating a ocean in your house. You are trying to recreate the ocean's ecosystem, and there's a lot of science that goes into it and a lot of different things. And it can be really intimidating, and we decided to really listen to this very clear message that this is something we need to provide for our son. And pushed through the intimidation factor, and we ended up joining a couple online communities and talking to some, we connected with a couple locals, and people have been so warm and welcoming in this community, and it's been such an unexpected space for us to go into and feel really welcome. And it's been a really clear message to me for looking for, you know, starting when I was starting to look into what 2025 is going to be all about. One of the biggest messages that came forward for me was that we all need to dive deeper into community. We need to create community. We need to start to trust community and depend on it. We need to invite more people into our world. And I know that many of you have your own kids. With a newborn, that is something that we all crave, but is also really nerve-wracking. You know, you want to make sure that you are bringing very trusted people into your community. And so there's a lot of different layers and emotions around that desire and that craving to have a safe community around you. And it is the most unexpected aspect of this hobby. And it has been such a wonderful thing to bring into our lives. And it's also been something that it's a very long, slow process to set up a tank. You need to make sure you get the water all set. You have to have all your bacteria the right way. You need to get the cleanup crew with the snails and the shrimp. And then you can eventually get fish in, and you set up all your corals, and they're gorgeous. And it's this whole, it teaches you a lot of patience. And I thought we had patience before. But it's between parenting and starting a saltwater aquarium, both my husband and I, our patience we has had to skyrocket. And it's been a really great metaphor for a lot of things that we are starting to experience. And there were a lot of things that could have stopped us and could have slowed us down and said, hey, you know what, this doesn't seem to be worth our time or lining up. And any time that we were considering slowing down or giving up, something would pop up and say, oh, here's this connection to this person who is going to help you answer this question. Or you aren't sure you want to spend the money on the beautiful clownfish. We ended up connecting with this family who was looking to rehome their clownfish, and were it not only able to help us figure out exactly how we wanted our tank to be set up, and were really helpful answering a lot of our questions. They ended up just gifting their clownfish to us, and we now have four fish in our little aquarium, and baby Shelby is hooked. He loves he's still just a little tiny guy, but he is is just starting to recognize faces, and it seems like the fish are really catching his attention, and he seems very much in love, so it's absolutely worth it. But it is such a fun surprise, and all of a sudden a very big part of our life. And I just wanted to share this experience with you guys today, because it really feels like that sense of community, and also that sense of purpose, is just waiting for all of us in the most unexpected spaces. If you feel like you are struggling to connect with people, or if you feel like you can't, you're really craving that sense of community, or that group of people that where you feel like you belong, but you just can't find it, it is truly waiting for you in the most unexpected spaces. All you have to do is go live and listen to what the universe is shoving in front of you. And it may be trying something new. It may be listening to your intuition when it says, hey, let's go to this restaurant instead of the other one. A lot of it is going to involve bringing new things into your world and being uncomfortable at first and jumping off cliff, metaphorically. And it's something that is very intimidating, or it can be, but once you have that trust in your intuition, your gut, it flows a lot more easily, and it all of a sudden becomes not so scary. And it's something that's really quite magical once you experience it yourself. It can be quite magical. And it's something that I love that I have all of a sudden these little concrete, I have these little concrete examples that are showing up in my life that make it so much easier to speak about or to teach around. And, you know, I'm thinking about everything through the context of eventually teaching my son about these things. And I love that I'm now getting, and it makes it easier to talk to you guys about it too. Because I feel like at some point it was so vague and not as, it just wasn't as concrete. And now I'm having all these concrete examples of this is one way to do it. This is an option of how you can expand your intuition. This is an example of where community is hiding and waiting for you to find it. All you have to do is choose to see it. There's so many of these things that can sound so woo-woo-y, or they can sound just too vague. And now the concrete examples of how to apply these things to your life are really showing up. And I love that. That is something that I feel like has been one of the gifts of motherhood that I've been experiencing. Because I am thinking about everything through the context of eventually introducing my son to these things as well, and being his teacher and introducing him to life, which is such a big, exciting job that I can't wait to continue to do. But when it comes to your intuition, and developing that trust there's absolutely reason to be intimidated. It's a big thing to say, I trust my intuition. And it takes time, it takes experience to get to the point of being able to say that comfortably. And it seems as if the block that a lot of people have is they just don't know where to start. And one thing that is obvious once you speak it, but it can be so hard to pinpoint, is that we all are experiencing both our bodies and our spirit and the universe shouting these things at us all the time. And we've just learned to ignore it. We aren't, so most of us are not raised learning that when your heart rate quickens, it means there's something to pay attention to. Or when your palms start sweating, that's a signal from your body that there is something to focus on. Or, you know, however this shows up and manifests in your body or in your psyche, we all have that starting point. And for some of us, it could be your throat closing up, it could be your ears starting to ring, it could be a tingle in your fingertips. It could be something as simple as your palms sweating or your heart racing. And it takes a bit of time of quiet focus to be able to hone in and figure out what that starting point is for you. But once you start to pay attention to what it possibly could be, then it's so much easier to spot it and to say, and it's almost like it's sending up a signal. This is something to pay attention to. And then you can build that trust, because the second that you start to actually experience these things as they're happening live, as they're happening in the moment, and then see where that leads you, that trust inevitably is just built and built and built on top of that physical experience that you're having. And what I mean when I say this signal, or how your body is signaling to you that there's something to pay attention to, I think, let me think of an example. If you, okay, something that I think all of us experience maybe at least once a week, you are driving or going somewhere, or you're trying to get some to someplace by a certain time, and you aren't worried about it. You are just gonna hop in your car or get on the bus or hop in a taxi, you know, however you I don't know who takes taxis anymore, but however you are going to get to this place, it is just normal, right? There's no reason to be nervous about it. You're not late. But maybe en route of going to that place, there's a traffic jam or an accident or you miss the bus or, whatever thing interrupts your path to this destination, right? Now, this is something that a lot of us experience all the time, and it's why we're late a lot of the time, unless you're someone who just leaves late. But some of us know to pay attention to in the preparation before you. While you're getting ready to leave your house, is there anything that's prickling your attention? Is there anything that you should start paying attention to that's going to lead you to, you know what, even though this is my route to work, I do this every day. Let me check the traffic and see if there's an accident, so I should leave earlier. Whatever it is that leads you to altering your path of what you would automatically do every day. That is your intuition. That is your gut speaking to you. And the thing that needs to be developed in order to build that relationship is figuring out what way your intuition has to communicate with you. For some people, it's different for all of us. For me, it's hard to pinpoint exactly what mine is because it's just how I flow. It's just the space that I live in at this point. But it always started for me as it kind of felt like the hair at the back of my neck would raise up a little bit. And that eventually was something that I learned to, oh, let me pay attention to something here. And then the next step with that is once you're able to recognize, oh, I'm potentially going to miss something. There's something I need to pay attention to right now. I need to stop. And you can't do this while continuing to rush. You can't do this. Eventually, it becomes easier to just boom, 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 flow through it. But you can't, when you're learning and building this trust, you can't do it while rushing through life. You need to stop, breathe, and pay attention. And this is when it is as simple as listening and tracking your thoughts. Because once you recognize that this signal has popped up, the question is, where does your thought go? What's the first thing that pops into your mind? Is it worry about a friend? Is it worrying about getting to work on time? Right? Is it feeling weird about that piece of chicken that you just bought? Right? So, it's wherever your mind goes. So often, our first instinct when tracking our thoughts this way, our first instinct most of the time is, gosh, that's weird. Why am I thinking about that? And if you can correct that from doubt, and you, because the first thought is often doubt, the first direction that you go is dismissing it. Being like, huh, that's a weird thought, right? It's normally that's the direction that we go when we have one of those thoughts pop into our head. The powerful opportunity that you have here comes when you shift out of that doubt or dismissal and shift into this is significant. There's a reason I'm feeling this way. There's a reason this person just popped into my head. And that is the space where this trust begins to build. Now, if you're able to stop your rushing off to work, stop getting ready to go to work, recognize that physical signal of how it shows up in your body, heart racing, throat closing, palms sweating, shivers, goosebumps. There's so many ways that it shows up in our body. And you may have multiple signals, you may just have the one main signal, but all of us have a way that our intuition communicates with us physically. And then being able to recognize it, trust it, and slow down and listen to your thoughts. Right? So you have step one, recognize the physical reaction. Step two is stop and listen. Now, if you aren't used to listening to your thoughts, if you aren't practiced at paying attention to watching where your mind goes, because oftentimes if that's something that isn't a habit or you aren't comfortable within that state, it can be very challenging to not control where your thoughts go, right? So maybe your first instinct, once you recognize this physical signal, is you bring your own thoughts to whatever you are worried about most in that moment. And sometimes that's very significant. Sometimes that's a great way for you to recognize, wow, I'm really stressed about this project at work, because that's the first thing that your mind went to. Or, wow, I didn't realize that I was that concerned about this doctor's appointment that I have coming up. Right? And that's a great way for you also to be able to hone in and connect to whatever stress points you have in your life, and being able to be respectful of that stress rather than quiet it, shove it down, ignore it. Because by acknowledging it, we give it room to breathe, we allow ourselves space to process it, and it isn't something that we allow it space in our life rather than having feeling the need to squash it or say, oh, I don't want to, that shouldn't be something I'm stressed about. Because again, that's just the dismissal. That's not trusting it. And in a way, that is also a form of listening to your intuition. Being able to pay attention to where your mind goes. And sometimes it's watching where we intentionally push our mind to, right? And seeing, oh, wow, I'm really thinking about this one thing, I can't stop. That's a form of paying attention to what is weighing on you. And that invites an opportunity to let go of some of that stress by truly looking at what it is and saying, okay, I've acknowledged this. I recognize that I'm more stressed than I thought I would be about that doctor's appointment coming up. Now I'm going to give myself grace around that appointment. I'm going to give myself more time earlier in that day to be ready for it. I'm going to make sure I get there a little earlier. I'm going to support myself. And once you have that thought process worked through, you can let go of that stress and you can let go of the weight of that. And that's something that can allow you to exist within your life in a more light way. But once you are practicing watching where your mind goes, and there's so many meditations around, so much of meditation overall is watching where your mind goes rather than trying to control where your mind goes. And having that skill, because that again is another skill that definitely needs to be practiced. I don't think that comes naturally to anyone. It is something that you really need to work at. And it's really challenging at first. I think it's why a lot of people try meditation and then give up. Because it can be so hard to learn how to step back from our own thought process, from our own consciousness in some way, and watch. And allow your stream of consciousness to flow like a river rather than trying to control the river. And it's almost like you have to actually let go of a dam that is stopping the river in that sense, because you should be able to at some point step back far enough to watch where it's going. And it's a very peaceful experience once you get to that. But the process of breaking down that dam that's stopping the river is very challenging. It can be very challenging. I feel like it's easier for some people. But for me, when I first started meditating, when I first started learning how to pay attention to my consciousness and to my thought process that way, it was so frustrating. I had the hardest time letting go and trusting that I was capable of just watching my thought process and allowing that stream of consciousness to flow. And that's like a muscle that you need to train. But once you are starting to practice this and starting to incorporate it into your steps of trusting your intuition, there's a third step of really that I feel like really solidifies that consciousness in that moment. And this is another one that everybody can do a little differently. Some people like to speak verbally what that message is out loud. Because that is another level of being present in the moment. If you're able to recognize whatever that thought process is enough to put it to words and speak it verbally, you are you're acknowledging it in a much higher way. You're almost giving it a nod. You're giving it that the respect that it really deserves. And it's something that also forces you to slow down a little. And something that I find also really helpful if it's not something that, I don't know, say you're in a space where speaking it out loud would be inappropriate if you're in a meeting or in the middle of a conversation or, you know, for whatever reason, it just doesn't make sense for you to speak it out loud of, I'm nervous about my doctor's appointment, right? It's not always appropriate. Write it down. That takes an even that's an even longer process of staying in present in that moment of taking out your phone and writing it down, or a pen and paper is even better. Being able to just solidify it, bring it truly into the present moment in that sense, and allow yourself to stay present in that space. And then once you've sat in it, and once you've figured out what the best way is, some people really feel the need to speak it out loud. Some people only want to write things down. Some people really just need to sit in that feeling of it for a minute. And it'll become faster, and maybe at some point you won't need to speak it out loud or write it down or dedicate that much time to it. That because as that trust builds, all of this just starts to happen faster and faster and faster. And then you can start to figure out what you want to do about it. Sometimes it's something as simple as understanding that the stress that you're feeling around that doctor's appointment coming up is valid. And you may, maybe the message from your intuition is that you may be receiving news that you don't, that you're not anticipating. Or maybe you aren't acknowledging that you have some family history here that you were ignoring before, and that's why you're stressed about the doctor's appointment, right? There's so many different channels of what that initial gut reaction can take you down, and it really just depends on how loud and clear that message is when it comes through. And that comes with time, and that comes with even more trust. But the first, if we go back to our first example of there being an accident on your way to work, so you need to leave earlier, there is no way for you to have known, unless you're someone who checks the traffic on your way to work every day, there's no way for you to have known that you needed to alter your course, that you needed to shift your steps throughout your day that you take every day to get to work. Unless you trust your gut to pay attention, to check, and to then alter your course. And this is something that is a silly example of just trying to deal with traffic, but can be applied in so many different ways. And it's something that we all really do have access to, but it ends up being such a misconception, I think, that only some of us have this gift when in reality, I do believe that all of us are connected to energy this way, and all of us are connected to each other this way. And we all have the ability to quiet the noise in order to trust our own intuition. And those are my three steps for you guys. I'm going to stop rambling now and check in with you all in the chat room and see how everyone's doing. And let me see. All right, it looks like we're just sticking with my girls, Pamela and Renee. Thanks so much for being here, you guys. If anybody wants a reading or has any questions, go ahead and just leave it in the chat room. And I'll make sure to connect with you all. But one thing that once you have this relationship with your intuition built and that trust established, there's no destination with this, right? It is all something that we're all growing and evolving within every day. And there's no ultimate goal. There can't be. There's too much to learn and to expand within, and it's endless opportunities that shows up with it. But once you get comfortable kind of existing within that space of paying attention and recognizing there's a shift within your body, or there's so often we'll be going through our day and you have an interaction with somebody and that person is having a terrible day. And you may only talk to them for a few seconds, but then you can't shake that feeling for the rest of the day. And then all of a sudden you're having a terrible day. And how often do we all say, I don't know what's going on. It's just a bad day, right? It's just, I've given up on today. I've accepted it's going to be bad. That is definitely the easy response and a very natural response to all of a sudden feeling all these emotions, or not being able to shake a stomach ache or a headache, or, you know, however your body is physically manifesting this bad day energy, right? It's so easy for us to just accept that that's just what's happening, because how much control do we really have, right? These are all the things that we say to ourselves. When, if you slow down, and if you pay attention and you stop all the noise for just a moment and you ask yourself, why am I assuming that today is just a bad day? This morning it did not start off as a bad day. This morning was great. You may not even need to trace it back to that one interaction with that other guy who was having a terrible day. You may only need to recognize that you have this tension in your shoulders, or you have this stomach ache, or your hips feel tight, or your head's hurting. You know, however your body has decided to hold on to this bad day energy. And most of the time, if it isn't your signal to pay attention to your intuition, right? Most of the time, all those things don't belong to us. Because we're all just sponges walking around and bumping into each other and taking on each other's energy if we're not consciously aware of the fact that we're doing that and that we should protect our energy in that sense. So if we're able to recognize, wow, I really took on that guy's crap, right? That doesn't belong to me. And then start the process of letting it go. Which can be, we got somebody waking up over here. Let's see. Nope, we're good. He's going back to sleep. my whole body. And that's another thing, right? As a mom, my whole body just lights up the second that anything is happening with my son. And especially with me being so in tune with him and also just paying very close attention to how my body reacts to things. It's so hard to ignore. but his dad's a pro. He's got him. Where was I? Right. With this skill that you develop of learning how to pay attention to what's happening in your body, pay attention to all the cues that our bodies are able to tell us if something is wrong, something's out of whack, something doesn't feel right, and start to trust that. The biggest first step is paying attention to it, recognizing it, and then stop questioning it. If you could stop questioning or assuming or dismissing why your body's feeling this way, or just stop questioning why your body's feeling this way. Stop assuming that this is just how the day's gonna go, right? Stop dismissing it as, oh, that's weird. That's a weird thought. That doesn't make any sense. I'm not gonna pay attention to that. And actually respect and recognize it as a valid experience, as a real experience, as an important thing that you're supposed to pay attention to. And once you're able to recognize it, then you're able to let it go, especially if it doesn't belong to you. And it can be as simple as imagining stepping into the shower and washing it off, and washing it go straight down the drain. And I guarantee you will feel lighter. If you actually give yourself the time and the focus to be able to hone in and dedicate 30 seconds to doing this, you will feel lighter. And your day will no longer be a bad day. And it's something that I feel like I do spend a lot of time talking about slowing down and staying present and choosing to pay attention to these things. And it's so much easier said than done because life is fast, life is messy, and life is just busy. We all have so many different things that we're focusing on and areas of life that are stressful or challenging. And it's really hard to slow down and stay focused and stay present. And not all of us have that immediate reminder of staying present in that. And it's something that I've seen, spending all day every day with my son. He is a constant reminder of staying present because that's all he does. He is just soaking everything up around him and is so. He's dreaming. He's making little. The cutest little like laughing sounds. Oh my gosh, I love him. But he's a constant reminder to me to stay present and to just experience everything right there with him. Because his with the way that he sees life is just absolutely gorgeous in this beautiful, beautiful, innocent awe of the world. It's just absolutely wonderful to be able to witness that within him. And it's almost as if we all need to build our relationship with our intuition as if we are a brand new little baby taking in the world, slowing and not a care in the world with enough time to pay attention. And again, easier said than done. But that's I think what all of us should strive to do because we deserve it. We all deserve to have that beautiful bond with our intuition and to gift ourselves that wonderful present of being in the moment and of living life slowly rather than racing from one thing to the next. And it's something that I will always be working on expanding within. And I think is a beautiful and is something I could just talk and talk and talk about. But I'm going to wrap up today's show a little earlier and make sure that Catherine is all ready to host her very own show coming up in about 15 minutes. I am so happy I got to be here live with you guys today, and I will be back next week at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Monday morning. And in the meantime, you can find me at 12Listen. I'm an advisor there. I'm on most days, and if I'm not on, you guys, it is Probably because I'm hanging out with my kiddo. But you are more than welcome to send me a message or send me a call request so that I, and if I'm available, I will jump online and connect with you. And if not, I will schedule a time where we can connect. So if you don't see me online, then make sure that you send me a call back request, and I will absolutely make sure we find time to connect. And then as for today, I will have a discounted rate where you can call me for a little less than what today's rate is, and that'll be from 1 until 2 Pacific time, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific time. I will have a discounted rate, so if you guys want to call and chat, I'll be so ready to talk to you all and to connect and to see what energy has in store for you that way. Okay, you guys, enjoy the rest of your Monday. Thanks so much for listening. And I will see you all next week. You've been listening to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Have a great day, you guys.